Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning, or depending on where you are, good afternoon. People listen to podcasts, might be in the middle of the night for all I know, but howdy do. This is a very special show on several counts. On May 9th, the blog was about toxins, and we have to be aware that we get it. Where are we getting them? Because step number one, I do a lecture on toxicity and detox, and step one is stop taking on more while you're figuring out how to get rid of what you already have. And we have all kinds of options for detoxification, the far infrared sauna, the getting the nutrients that will help kick it out. We have the RegActive that helps with the glutathione. We have all the things that Bill Sardi talked about on May 11th about the lead toxicity. But fluoride is something that we might be getting a dose several times a day, every day. Well, we undoubtedly are because it's coming at us in so many directions. But I was reviewing some old cassette tapes, and I just had a hard time throwing our, even way back when, I still have the tapes from 1997 before we put it on discs, and then it was all electronic, but I have a hard time parting with them. And so I was listening to some of them, and one of them was this fabulous interview. Not that I did a fabulous job, but the guest was so fabulous, of Dr. David Kennedy. Is a dentist and an expert on fluoride. And there were just so many things about fluoride in the water and even fluoride in the dental products. And fluoride we're getting other places because it's used in pesticides and so on that I had forgotten. And I really had forgotten some of the fine points of the politics, the money that was behind getting it in the water to begin with. So if this interview coming up is a little choppy, it's because it's taken from those tapes. My friend and helper at the studio, Salem Studio, Jim Bardo, kindly converted that to digital so I could edit it. The show was on a different plan then, so I had to kind of chop things up and move them around a little bit so we'll make it as good as we can. The commercials were different and so on, but it was doing this that I got tangled up in the Brainlight Pro because I had it on and then I had the headphones on over it and the phone rang and I couldn't get out of all that. I do mention various books and websites and I will repeat those at the end, but as always, they will be in the archive description of today's show. Go to hbnshow.com, click on Listen on the menu and pick today's archive date. And there you will find how to get all the things that we're talking about and get to the websites and learn more and take action. Be right back with Dr. David C. Kennedy. Everything that you'll be shocked to know about fluoride. Don't go away. I'm Marty Whittakin, and this is the Healthy by Nature Show.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in 3 affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
We're going to be talking today about a new government proposal to enrich our drinking water with lead and arsenic. Nah, that's not really the case. We're going to be talking about what they're already enriching our water with. That's the subject of a controversy that's been going on for a very long time. And I personally think we kind of are losing the battle because we're on the not having enough money to fight it. And the people who are still proposing this have lots of money. Fluoridation of the water. It's just something that kind of came with the territory for our younger listeners. They just don't know a time when we didn't have fluoridated water. And folks that have been around for a long time were told that it was the thing to do, and they may have been concerned at some time, but have just kind of lost their incentive to argue about it. Well, I'd like to stir that up a little bit. And my guest today is a Dr. David Kennedy. Dr. Kennedy is a dentist. He's been practicing dentist for 30 years. He's got some pretty impressive credentials. He's the past president of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And this is a group that was formed to review, support, and disseminate research on whether materials and methods used in dental practice were good for us, not good for us, to make sure that we were well educated on that. He's the author of a book called How to Save Your Teeth, and he lectures worldwide, even to dentists and other health professionals, on subjects of dental health, the toxicity of mercury, and of fluoride. He's been to the Pan-Asian Pacific Conference on Fluoride and Arsenic Research, where he was one of the speakers, and I believe he is now with us. Good morning, Dr. Kennedy.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate being on.
We're happy to be here to share the information that we've gathered.
I don't think you were on yet when I started the introduction. I was kind of kidding our listeners that the government was talking about enriching our water supply with lead and arsenic. I did that kind of just make sure that they were awake. But what they're actually enriching the water with kind of goes in that same category.
Raw, untreated, hazardous waste from the phosphate fertilizer companies, yes. It has lead, arsenic, cadmium, and hydrofluosilicic acid. So.
Oh, yum, yum.
Well,
I haven't had breakfast yet.
You can use it to etch concrete, you know, if you want to etch glass or eat away some concrete, that stuff will do a pretty good job on it.
The fluoride or that combination of all of that?
The hydrofluosilic acid is the one that eats away silica or glass or yielding through stainless steel.
Which doesn't at all sound like something that we would want to take supposedly to improve the health of our teeth, and we're going to really dig into that. Can we just set a kind of a historical context for this? When did the bulk of the states, and it is a states issue, when did states start fluoridating the water? When did that come up?
The federal law forbids the federal government from forcing us to put the fluoride, and so the states are the ones that are typically lobbied into our cities or municipalities are the ones that are lobbied into adulterating the water with this raw waste. The the whole issue, there's a new book out by Christopher Bryson called Fluoride Deception, and it put a face on the scam. It is a scam. There's no evidence whatsoever that putting this material in the water supply is of any benefit, and there is ample evidence that it's of harm. But it began when the lawsuits from workers that were injured by exposure to fluoride and farmers whose crops were destroyed by fluoride began to be successful. They were winning lawsuits against companies like Alco Aluminum and Reynolds and so forth, and they basically began to tell a big lie, in my opinion. That's the government helped them, because those companies and many others, DuPont, were very, very important in making the nuclear bomb for World War II. So they had to detoxify fluoride in the mind of the public in order for the industry in America to be able to make all the aluminum for the airplanes in World War II, the Freon for the coolants, the there's fluoride is in Teflon. It's an integral part of making the nuclear bomb. They took uranium and extracted it from ore with uranium hexafluoride. Well, that's six molecules of fluoride. They used literally millions of tons, and in the process, they poisoned thousands of acres and hundreds of people. So.
I admit to being just a little bit confused about this. We're going back then to
1945.
In the 40s. Go over that again and just do it in little simple chunks.
Little simple terms is basically industry was beset with lawsuits for their careless handling of hazardous waste. Smokestacks were spewing the stuff. They were leaking it into rivers. And workers were getting it on their skin, and bloody lesions were, and they were ruining their lungs with emphysema. And so, as part of a program organized and orchestrated by the United States Public Health Department and the Atomic Energy Commission, which was called the Manhattan Project, they began to tell us how good it was for us. And that's as simple as it is. If you got something really bad, you say it's really good.
I think that goes into that category of doublethink, in the how we can make a 180 on something like that. So they say it's so good, in fact, we ought to put it in the water.
That's right. And in doing so, they use hundreds of millions of tons a year. If you were a huge corporation and you had, say, a couple hundred million tons of raw waste that you had to dispose of, would you rather A, pay a hazardous waste disposer to dispose of it and contain it, or would you rather convince the American public that it was really good for the baby and put it in the water supply and get paid to do that?
Yes, I think usually when there's some controversy like this, you have to just kind of follow the money, and that is, you'll find the crux of the whole issue. But this has to be, I'm looking at an article that was, it was back in 1990, but it was from Newsweek, and it kind of posed the two sides of the debate. On the one hand, there was a toxicologist that said, fluoridation is the greatest case of scientific fraud of this century, if not of all time. And then my favorite, the Consumer Reports, taking the conventional view on the other side, saying, and I'm kidding about the Consumer Reports being my favorite. They're great on toasters, but when it comes to stuff to do with health, they are too easily swayed by so-called experts. Anyway, their side of the debate was, the survival of this fake controversy represents the major triumph of quackery over science in our time. So,
the Consumers Reporters has changed their tune now.
Oh, have they indeed?
Decade later.
Uh huh. Well, that's good to know. And I also noticed in this, since 1996, a bunch of associations that before endorse water fluoridation have removed their their endorsements, such as the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, a longer list of people that you wouldn't be surprised about. But those organizations are usually take a few decades of convincing. So their decision is probably much overdue, but welcome. Does it? Let's just go for the primary reason, besides let's dump this waste somewhere where we don't have to deal with it. The primary reason given for doing this that convinced municipalities to put it in the water and states to approve it and the public to put up with it was that, well, we're going to prevent dental caries and it's good for the teeth. We're going to have good, strong teeth. Does that argument hold water?
That, too, is a fake. There are studies from East Germany and places like that where the Russians used to force them to fluoridate because Russia had fluoride to get rid of, that when Europe reunited, that they stopped fluoridating and showing that tooth decay went down. Fluoride in swallowed has no beneficial effects whatsoever. And it does cause a lot of adverse effects. And one of them, it seems to accelerate tooth decay. So, you know, whatever is bad, you say is good, and then you get all the various government agencies saying the same mantra, and then the people believe it. It's unfortunate, but that's kind of how we are with advertising and whatever. You know, oh, I heard on TV that this was really good. So
the reason for this show is to give listeners the facts so that they can make an informed decision. We need to take a break, but we'll be back shortly with this archived interview with Dr. David C. Kennedy.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. the natural digestive supplement. GarlaGest is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that GarlaGest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to GarlaGest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit GarlaGest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I'm talking with David C. Kennedy. He's a dentist, author, and expert on some insanity we call fluoridation of the water. I was going to try and maintain a journalistic neutrality, but I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I just think this is nonsense. Dr. Kennedy, before we get back to the questions of what's really wrong with fluoridation, okay, it's toxic waste, and we're helping out all of these big companies with keeping their balance sheet looking good, but it's diluted in the water, so what's the big deal? We'll get to all of that, but first I want to, because I know I will get calls, where do you practice?
Well, actually, I retired from clinical dentistry at the turn of the century. I'm now the head of the Preventive Dental Health Association that merely advocates for better patient care. But I do have recommendations for people looking for knowledgeable dentists. I send them off to the website of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology to find a dentist that has taken the time to learn the science. And that's our motto, is show me the science. And we're the people that in the 80s, we put mercury fillings in sheep and monkeys and traced the mercury throughout the body of those animals and demonstrated physiological harm. Nine countries have prohibited that use. We did a risk assessment for fluoride in 98. We had EPA scientists and toxicologists from all over the United States and Canada came to our meeting. And basically, we looked at the dose and adverse effects and concluded that the current exposure level without fluoride in the water is too high because it's a pesticide. It's found in lots of stuff. We're very concerned about anecdotal dentistry, and that's really what the problem is. Dentistry doesn't believe in science. It believes in anecdote, which means, you know, oh, I do it this way. It's kind of like teaching somebody how to be a carpenter. Well, I'm sorry, but science is a lot more precise than that, you know. So when you put science to this, it completely fails. It fails in every test. All they can do is put to a blue ribbon endorsement. You know, they can say, oh, it's recommended by the Atomic Energy Commission. It's recommended by DuPont and Monsanto.
Oh, that's very comforting. I heard the shocking news that fluoride taken internally does not help teeth, and in fact, it appears to worsen dental health. So, I mean, first of all, that's a big fat lie. And I guess that would explain then why dentists, in spite of fluoride in the water and apparently background fluoride because of the pesticide use and so on, still went ahead and used toothpaste and endorsed toothpaste with fluoride in it and did topical fluoride treatments. Did they do that because in that kind of application it has some effectiveness?
You know, they can show a slight effect with the fluoride, but there was a recent study on babies with the most severe kind of tooth decay in babies. It's called nursing bottle syndrome. That's where the baby goes to bed with sugar water, Coca-Cola, or even milk will cause the worst I've seen was with orange juice, but the baby's teeth just dissolve more or less with terrible tooth decay because they have too much of a sugary substrate on the teeth, and the teeth aren't cleaned. But there's a study where a pediatrician basically put one little dab of iodine, a Q-tip with iodine on the two teeth that the child was erupting, that was in the process of being abused, in my opinion, as the parents had put babies to bed with sugar water, or a form of child abuse, I would think. But anyway, she was able to show that a little dab of iodine on those teeth twice a month was very effective in reducing the severity and the amount of tooth decay on those teeth. So we have myriads of studies that are funded by the industry that has this material to get rid of, showing that there is a slight effect. Well, why? Well, it's the same reason it's used as a pesticide. Fluoride kills whatever it touches. So if you brush your teeth with fluoride, it'll kill the germs that happen to live on your teeth. Well, the trouble is, if it's, you swallow it, it'll also kill you. If you read the toothpaste tube comes in the package nowadays, since 1997, the tube itself has said, warning, keep out of reach of children under the age of 6, and in case of accidental ingestion, seek professional assistance or contact the Poison Control Center immediately. So, you know, how safe is that when the Food and Drug Administration is telling you if you swallow a milligram of it, which is about the same amount that's in a big gulp of Coca-Cola or something, call the Poison Control Center. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth, I think.
Well, that happens all too often, I'm afraid, because the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, and even these bureaucrats with good intentions, if they're only looking at half the picture, are going to come out with some kind of goofy ideas. So it's not safe for babies, and according to a lot of the data that I've assembled here preparing for this show, it doesn't seem to be helpful for adults either.
That's true.
I know you know the book, Fluoride, the Aging Factor, and John is...
Yamianis.
Tell us what adults should be concerned about, because sometimes they say, this bottled water is all frou-frou, and, you know, that's nonsense. The city water is good and clean. I'm just going to drink that, and they're not thinking about the fluoride. What about adults? We know that it's not good for kids and it's not going to help the teeth, but what's the downside?
Well, I'll give you my short list. It's cancer, hip fracture in the elderly, 25 years of exposure, cancer, hip fracture, neurological impairment, the thyroid dysfunction, and dental fluorosis in the children. So that's the short list. There is actually a lot longer list, all the way from early onset of puberty and endocrine dysregulation. And let me explain what that means. Is that the way that your one cell talks to the regulatory organs of the human body is through what are called the G proteins. And that the G proteins land up on sites of communication molecules called proteins. The fluoride mimics the G proteins and turns all the switches on. And so it's a major endocrine disruptor, and it also inhibits every enzyme that it's been tested with. And so it's an enzyme inhibitor, endocrine disruptor, and it's been linked to cancer, hip fracture, dental fluorosis, neurologic impairment, bone pathology, and on and on. I want to go back to the baby for a second. No medical authority in the world recommends that you dose an infant with fluoride. The American Academy of Pediatrics, while recommending water fluoridation, recently came out and told its members that babies that are breastfed are less likely to die in the first year of life there's a 20% decrease in infant mortality for breastfed babies. Now, they didn't at the same time look and see if the baby was fed formula made up with tap water, but that's what people do. Is that if you can't breastfeed your baby, maybe mom died when the baby was born, you've got to feed it somehow, you're going to make up formula. If you make up formula from powdered formula or soy formulas, have a lot of fluoride in them anyway, from residues and so forth, then the baby is receiving... You can just do the math. If you use a liter of water on a formula that has 0.8 parts per million fluoride in it already, the baby receives a lethal dose of fluoride every 11 days. So is it a big surprise that infants die at a greater rate when they're not breastfed? Because human breast milk, as well as other animal breast milk, has almost no fluoride in it. That's God's baby food. No fluoride for the baby, and yet the industry would give your baby a lethal dose if it gave it in one day, every 11 days. So it's absolutely ludicrous to advocate that we put a chemical in the water supply that grossly overdoses the baby. You can't give babies drugs at levels that are several times higher than adults. You know, think about aspirin. baby aspirin. If a baby, you know, a 50-pound baby gets an aspirin, it's one-third or one-quarter the dose of an adult. Here, with water fluoridation, we're giving a baby a dose that is 10 times more than the adult, because all they drink is fluid.
We'll be right back with Dr. David Kennedy, and I'll give all of the website links at the end of the show.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that world populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
I'm Marty Wittekin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
We pick up here after Dr. Kennedy told us about the dangers of formula made with tap water.
That's very scary, and I'm so glad you brought it up. I mean, certainly there's some other benefits of breastfeeding that we could talk about, but I'll bet virtually no one has thought about what's in the water that goes into the formula, and it is bad enough that they're having to do formula to begin with.
The FDA has, because there was so much fluoride in baby formula a number of years ago that the FDA got the baby food companies, not baby food, but the baby formula companies to voluntarily move their facilities out of fluoridated communities or treat the water.
Guest today, Dr. David C. Kennedy, who practiced dentistry for over 30 years. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, and we've been talking about the really shameful scam of water fluoridation, how we have been hoodwinked into disposing of toxic waste in the water supply, and our health is suffering for it, and guess what? It didn't even do what it was billed to do, which is improve the health of our teeth, and it really had no other logical purpose whatever, because it's hardened bones and so on. And in fact, well, actually, model teeth. I was just talking yesterday to someone who, I was telling him what we were going to be talking about, Dr. Kennedy, and she said, oh, we lived in a community where 10 years down the road, they said, oh, we're sorry, we were putting in way too much fluoride, and her daughter had these really ugly mottled teeth are all speckled and now has to wear veneers on it, and you just wonder about the health damage from that. We can't see how much fluoride's in there. You have to hope they're doing it right.
Well, the Safe Water Act of 1996 requires them to keep that information available to the public and send it out annually. So you do actually now have a way of determining what's in your water. Some communities have excess fluoride in their water naturally, and it causes mottled teeth. Some communities have artificial fluoride added to their water supplies, and it causes mottled teeth. Let me tell you what mottled teeth are. It is an outward visible sign of overdose with fluoride during the time that the tooth was developed, because the fluoride damages the cells that were making the tooth. Now, you have to be a dentist to believe that you can give a child a poison that causes the cells making one part of their body to make abnormal teeth, basically, and that's the only cell that was damaged. That when you do x-rays of the bones are abnormal. They did a study on rats. You can't do this on children, but they did a study on rats where they had rats drink one part per million fluoride, and they analyzed the amount of harm that was caused to the adult rat, and they had lesions in their brain, arteries, and kidneys. They doubled the amount of aluminum in their brain. This is a Farner-Jensen study done by EPA scientists in 1998. They had lesions in their brains that were similar to Alzheimer's disease. They had double the amount of aluminum in their brain that the rat that got to drink foo-foo water or distilled water or reverse osmosis water. The rats got double distilled water. They had no lesions in their brains, and the rats that had the one part per million pure sodium fluoride in their water doubled the amount of aluminum in their brain. So it is, and they didn't even use the stuff that they're putting in our water supply, which is raw untreated hazardous waste. Had they done so, they would have found even more harm.
Is there any research being done that you know of about the link between fluoridation in the water and Alzheimer's? I mean, if you're talking about the accumulation of aluminum, that's something that's certainly suspect because it's high in Alzheimer's cases.
Well, that's what I was talking about. That's Dr. Isaacson has researched the link between aluminum and Alzheimer's fairly extensively over the last 30 years. And it was, they did a study, they actually, that was a follow-up study on a study they'd done earlier where they gave the rats, I think 50 parts per million and 100 parts per million and 500 parts per million aluminum. And that the rats that had the 500 parts per million aluminum were the best, and the 100 were second best, and the 50 were the worst. And they go like, whoa, more is better? And they said, oh, he must have mixed the bottles up or something. So they did it again, same results. And so they said, oh, well, it must be, that's the reverse effect. That's where more is not worse, but better. So they that's when they did their fluoride study. So they said it's something that aluminum interacts with. Well, that would be fluoride. And so they did the study with aluminum fluoride and sodium fluoride, and both of those caused lesions in the brain, arteries, and kidneys at one part per million, the allegedly beneficial dose.
Oh, very, very interesting. And how about websites for more of the details on the kind of information we're talking about today?
The kind of information we're talking about, International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, and their website is www.iaomt.org.
And I-A-O-M-T.
That's correct. And that you can not only find, you can find on there our risk assessment for fluoride, a discussion of the hazardous effects or the lack of benefit from fluoride, and that also we were going to talk one day about mercury, and we have the a download there that is called a scientific case against amalgam. People don't realize that silver fillings often, as they're termed, leak at copious amounts of mercury. And so we've basically brought the science to focus on dose and adverse effects. So that's the and you can find a dentist that will. And the big thing is, if you go out and have a mercury filling drilled out, you get exposed to a ton of mercury. So follow the protocols so that you don't get overdosed. The Academy has developed protective protocols for that.
Well, absolutely. I will review those numbers at the end of the shows. I read something that the scientists who worked for the Environmental Protection Agency, they kind of disavowed the Environmental Protection Agency management's position, and that they're also concerned about the effect of this, the water, because as I understand it, you treat a whole bunch of water, only a little bit of it actually ends up in bodies. The rest of it ends up polluting the environment and is causing problems with the fish and other wildlife. Is that a correct understanding?
Absolutely, and we have a letter from the vice president of the union there, Dr. William Hersey, saying our members' review of the body of evidence for the last 11 years indicate that there is a causal link between fluoride, fluoridation, and cancer. Genetic damage, hip fracture, and of particular concern are recent epidemiological studies linking fluoride exposure to lower IQ in children. That's just a brief excerpt from a letter that he sent to Citizens for Safe Drinking Water and other communities.
Excuse me, Citizens for Safe Drinking Water, do they have, is there a way we can get hold of information?
Yes, they did it because of repeated demands from citizens like yourself. Congress held a congressional hearing and an investigation, and the results of that are on the website Keepers of the Well, and you can do that all one word, keepersofthewell.org, and that is a fairly large website. But if you take the time to go through and read the responses, you'll find that the FDA has never approved any substance intended to be ingested. So that means that the water supply is being adulterated with raw untreated hazardous waste with a substance that's not FDA approved. No studies show that it's a benefit.
We talked about the dangers of aluminum toxicity April 20th when Dr. Einstein was on the show. In the next segment, we'll talk about the idea of poisoning a whole population to supposedly benefit a few.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Now, we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
When you hear Current customers say that Dr. Willard's water gives them energy, helps them sleep, reduces aches, pains, or urinary problems, or even lessens a hangover. We might wonder how it does that. Dr. Willard's water seems to allow our drinking water to get into cells better, improves nutrient utilization, alkalinizes, and increases antioxidant absorption. Perhaps it also makes our enzymes more active or our intestinal bacteria happier. The organic trace minerals in Willard Water Dark surely help. In any case, consumers report a wide range of improvements that fade away if they stop taking Dr. Willard's water and return when they start again. You simply add 1 ounce of the concentrate to a gallon of whatever type of water you drink. In case you wondered, it does not affect the water's taste. You may find Dr. Willard's products in your natural food store. And a wide selection of Dr. Willard's products for people, pets, and plants are available directly by calling 888-379-4552 or visit drwillard.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Dr. Kennedy?
It's just a loony idea. I mean, just because we've got a lot of people that are depressed, should we start pumping Prozac in the water? I mean, medicating, even if it were a good idea, which it obviously is not, why would we medicate the entire community so we could, you know, we could catch somebody here and there who might need it? We know that any substance, even the good ones, have dose-dependent effects. I mean, it just I can only say it's you've got to follow the money back because it makes no logical or scientific sense.
The thing that really breaks my heart is the fact that we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars in a fake preventive dentistry program. Is that there is no benefit for putting fluoride in the water? But my book, I detailed out a number of ways that parents can raise children completely free from tooth decay. Why would we have all of our preventive dentistry money going to benefit hazardous waste disposal? It's a fake program. It does no benefit, and in not benefiting the children, it does harm, because there are ways we can educate parents to keep children, help them clean their teeth. We could pass toothbrushes out to every child in school and have a 60-second brush session. You know, average child brushes for 14 seconds.
I understand.
I mean, you know, that's not going to get the job done. I'm sorry. It's like trying to mow your yard in 14 seconds. The yard wouldn't look all that good.
And probably some of them just sort of wave it around in front of their mouth.
That's
but
right.
If we're spending something like $1,000 for every 50 cents worth of...
They want to claim that it's tremendously economically beneficial. And that's just a fake lie, because there is no benefit from putting fluoride in the water supply. There's only expense and hazard and hip fracture and cancer and dental fluorosis. And like you mentioned, dental fluorosis looks really ugly. So what has happened is that dentists have to cover that up with something, because kids don't want to go through life with their friends calling them spot or fang.
Things I want to ask you, Dr. Kennedy, is what the individual can do. But let's talk about some water that's out there. First, the cities that say they have great water, like New York City has a reputation for having really good water. Is that based on flavor? Can people rely on that, or they just really have to read the statistics on that water and find out from the municipality what the deal is with fluoride?
I think it's based on marketing. The New York City does not have really great water. They have added for almost 40 years hydrofluosilicic acid, which increases the amount of lead in the water supply. Two recent studies by a Dartmouth professor, Roger Masters, found that if your child is drinking tap water that's been treated with hydrofluosilicic acid, and there's any other risk factor for exposure to lead, that the children have double the amount of lead in their bloodstream. And that if they happen to have tan skin or black or Hispanic, that the Hispanic children had a fourfold or 400% increase in children with blood levels of lead above 10 micrograms per deciliter, and the black children had a 600% increase in high blood levels of lead. That, in my opinion, makes water fluoridation a racist program. We have ample evidence that it's causing selective harm to minority subsets of our population, and that when people might not understand, but 2 micrograms per deciliter of lead in the bloodstream has been linked to lower IQ. And so 10 micrograms is a huge toxic insult to that child's brain. And that's what water fluoridation with hydrofluosilicic acid, which is 91% of the water supplies that are fluoridated, use that material. That's what it's doing to our society. That'll cause children that can't read and write, have learning disorders. Gee, sound like America today?
That is shocking, and particularly for New York City, which has got now a new reputation among the clinical ecologists, the environmental medicine doctors, of being a very toxic city because of the residue from the World Trade Centers putting out, you know, the mercury from the fluorescent bulbs and all of the toxins that were put in the air. It's still in the dust that's on buildings and blows around. So,
I understand. It's Toxic City USA, and it's not being helped one darn bit by the government's willingness to adulterate the water supply with hazardous waste.
Well, before we go to a call, one last thing. Bottled water, is it safe, or is some of that still fluoridated?
I can poison you with bottled water. There are some bottled waters that are absolutely terrible. There are cases in the scientific literature of a woman that was crippled by drinking a bottled water that had high levels of fluoride in it. Our bottled waters tell us how much fat there is in it. That's a ridiculous label. No country in the world is telling you how much fat there is in water. And yet ours does, because the water companies do not want to be honest about what's in the water. I want to know the sodium level. I want to know the calcium, the chlorine. I want to know if there's lead in it. And so and I want to know how much fluoride there is in it for sure. So what are we doing with these stupid labels? These are just another situation where the American consumer is being deceived by inaccurate and inappropriate labels.
How do they find out? I mean, I know my listeners want to know.
What is a good water? You can call the water company. You can call the bottled water company and find out. That's a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy distilled water, which has no fluoride in it, but it also has no minerals in it. Some people want minerals. A lot of spring waters are high in fluoride because, you know, if it's a volcanic spring, it has fluoride dissolved in it because the volcano is melting the earth. So you have to be a water connoisseur. And, I could give you names, but, you know, that won't help if you go into the store and you don't see any of those names. Three times, including a court in Texas, a court in Pennsylvania, and in court in Indiana, experts on fluoridation have testified under oath that they are not aware of any broad-based blinded studies of animals or humans that found a significant reduction in tooth decay from the addition of one part per million fluoride to the public drinking water. The Food and Drug Administration has not approved any fluoride-containing substance intended to be ingested for the purpose of reducing or preventing tooth decay.
More to come.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Here is just a bit more of that archived interview with Dr. Kennedy.
What can the listener do besides getting informed by following up some of these information sources that we're going to give them?
Well, I think they have to get involved. Is it there are hundreds of millions of dollars being spent from your tax dollars through agencies like the National Institute for Craniofacial Research and the National Institute of Health? They spend that money to go out and deceive your local governments. So if you want the science, get involved, put your shoulder to the wheel, and we will turn this thing around. It's about saving your country is what it really is. So a patriot gets out and fights for their country. You know, a slothly individual will just sit back and wait for the rest of us to do it. So get out there and fight, because there are industries using our water supply to dispose of their waste, and it's damaging the children.
Succinctly put, and I surely do very much appreciate all of the facts and perspectives that you've given us today.
Dr. Kennedy will be on the show live next week with some updates. We'll find out if things have gotten better, and there are a couple of, facts he wants to tweak. But, pretty interesting stuff. I want to make sure that you know that Dr. Coslow, our Dallas area sponsor of the show, is a member of the IAOMT that Dr. Kennedy talked about, and follows all of these same kinds of good principles. And you can find him on the sponsor page under the regional sponsors. And make sure that you make a note, if you haven't gone there before, so that you can go to the archives, click on hbnshow.com, select from the menu archives, or listen, and then the archives, and go to today's date, and then I have a bunch of links with books and websites and organizations, places to find the dentist in your area and all that kind of thing. Also, kind of wanted to mention vitamin D as one of the things. You think about it for bones, you think about it for maybe now you're getting to think about it for immune system and fighting off, avoiding colds and flu, but it's also really important for the teeth. Lots of things that we can do to improve teeth without poisoning the entire population. Many other countries, less smarter than we are about this, and they forbid it. Also, get some kind of really good water filter. I happen to use a reverse osmosis, the AquaTrue. I have some information about that in the shop section of the website, hbnshow.com. Because a lot of them don't take out fluoride, and bottled water, It only has to be as good as tap water, so not very good. We'll see you again, I hope, next week for a follow-up and other programs. We'll be right back with you next week.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
With surgery, you can get a synthetic knee or shoulder, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief of chronic back pain. However, people may not be aware that they can actually make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so that they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. The type of stem cells that Marty recommends are the safest and most effective. The treatment is quick, it's simple, virtually painless, and affordable. Read Marty's article on HBNShow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.